Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. We have a great show in store for you today. I am so excited. I have Bob Berg with me. Bob is a sought-after speaker at company leadership and sales conferences, sharing the platform with everyone from today's business leaders and broadcast personalities to even a former U.S. president. Bob is the author of a number of books on sales, marketing, and influence, with total book sales of well over a million copies. He was named by the American Management Association as one of the top 30 most influential thought leaders in business for 2014. Bob is an advocate, supporter, and defender of the free enterprise system, believing that the amount of money one makes is directly proportional to how many people they serve. He is also an unapologetic animal fanatic and serves on the board of trustees of Furry Friends Adoption and Clinic in his town of Jupiter, Florida. He's been a great friend of mine for years, and it's my pleasure to welcome Bob Berg.
Belinda, it is great to be with you. It always is. I love getting a chance to talk with you.
Great. Well, Bob, our guests are in store for a real treat today, I know. And I would just like you to take a moment and tell them a little bit more about yourself, your background, and just sort of fill in the gaps from that great bio.
Well, very briefly, I began in broadcasting, first in radio and then in television. I was the late-night news guy for a very small ABC affiliate in the Midwest. Was not a very good broadcaster in that. I mean, I could read the news, but I was not a journalist. I really knew nothing about the news. I was 24 years old, didn't know, didn't really care. Probably would have made an okay game show host, but journalism wasn't it. And I think I probably was a little bit too positive for the medium anyway. My idea of a good newscast opening would have been to say, "Good evening, everyone. I'm Bob Berg in the news tonight. Everything's great. Go to bed. You know, we'll let you know if something comes up."
Right.
And that, you know, that's not newsy. And so I very quickly graduated, as I like to say, into sales. But I really had no knowledge of sales. Fortunately, there were books out there. And so people like Tom Hopkins and Zig Ziglar, I would read their books and gobble them up and start applying their information. And really what it did is it gave me a system. And I was able to very quickly become much more successful in sales and eventually work my way up to sales manager of a company and then began teaching others how to do it. And it sort of morphed into a speaking career. But really, it was a matter of you know, one of the things I loved about sales was really when you study sales, you need to study personal development. And I really loved the personal growth aspect of it.
Yeah, and that's really interesting because I think people separate those so much that they don't develop both sides of that. That's what I've seen in a career in sales for sure. So share with us then how being your own boss, being an entrepreneur, how has that really shaped your lifestyle?
Well, I mean, I think it's given me an opportunity to do something I love, and that's really the important thing. I mean, as human beings, we strive to be happy, right? We do things that we believe have the best chance of making us happy based on how we value happiness and based on the perceived limitations we might believe we have. So having a business where I get to speak on stage and write books and you know, which are things I enjoy. Well, I don't so much enjoy the writing of books. I like having written books. I'm not sure I love the process of it. I do love the speaking, though, even though the travel isn't necessarily a whole lot of fun. But really, I get to do what I love, and that's key for me. And it's something that I like to feel brings value to others as I do it, which is a good feeling to know that what you do affects people in a positive way. And it's allowed me the chance to earn a healthy income. So I think being an entrepreneur, when it's something you really enjoy doing and feeling that it makes a difference, there's no better way to go through life.
It is really, and I've done all this research, and that's part of what the podcast is about, is like working from your happy place. And people that really love what they do There's certain criteria that is in line with that and being happy. And one is mm-hmm. that they feel they're making a difference in others' lives.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a very human thing because we do want to feel as though we make a difference. I mean, and that's part of the evolutionary process of humanity, by the way. It's something that when you go back to the cave person days, it's what helped us survive as a species. And that is to add to the group, so to speak.
Right.
And now, you know, certainly we don't have the survival challenges that we had, you know, back then, but it's still hardwired now into our DNA, that it's part of us. And we want to feel, yes, we act out of what could be called rational self-interest, but even that self-interest includes doing well for others because that's something that brings us happiness. It's part of our value system.
Absolutely. So what I'd like you to share now is a couple of your greatest skill sets that you believe have helped you in owning your own business.
Well, you know, I'd say maybe the first one is the ability to learn from others. I believe a system can be defined as the process of predictably achieving a goal based on a logical and specific set of how-to principles. In other words, the key is predictability. If it's been proven that by doing A, you'll get the desired result of B, then you know all you need to do is A and continue to do A, and eventually you'll get the desired result of B. Now, whatever it is an entrepreneur wants to do, it's probably already been done, at least the basic aspect. And someone has written a book on it, or they have things out over the internet, or they are doing programs, or what have you. So, you know, when you can tap into what someone else has done and then duplicate that, then, you know, you're 9 steps ahead of the game in a 10-step game. So the ability to learn from others has been a strength for me. And also, I think I'm very empathetic and tuned in to discovering the needs of my clients, which allows me to serve them more effectively. And that, of course, is good for business. When you think about it, what is sales or what is selling? Selling is, as I define it, which doesn't mean it's the right definition. It's just how I define it. But that selling is simply discovering what the other person wants, needs, or desires and helping them to get it. So when we can have that focus on that other person and be able to listen with empathy and a genuine caring about solving their problem or helping them get that right, then, you know, again, that turns into a strength.
My observation, knowing you for the time that I have, and sometimes I don't think we always, others sometimes see our skill sets that we might not even see ourselves, and it just becomes a natural thing for you. But one of the things I admire and I'm constantly always striving for myself is that you always get back with people. You follow up. You're extremely great at following up. And I want you just to share that, a little bit about that, your promptness to answer an email, to respond to someone, because there is a huge lack of it in today's society. And I'd just love you to just expand on that a little.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I appreciate that. You know, we are all busy, obviously, and it can be tough and difficult to respond timely to people. However, it happens to be a very high value for me. And because it's a high value, and I want to be happy, and part of happiness is the result of living congruently with one's values or one's value system, I make sure to get back with people. I make sure to follow up with people. I make sure to connect with them. But so again, I think it, because it is a high value of mine, that's why I do it.
I can tell you from my perspective, like when you reached out and said, hey, could you help me out with, promoting my new book? I'm super excited. I did not hesitate for 1 minute because you have always been so awesome at responding to any email that I've ever sent you. So
Thank you. It
makes, when you do it effectively, it makes others want to reciprocate. And I think that people don't always get that. And I just think it's a really great skill set to have. And I think it's one that I think more people should focus on adopting, because it isn't just about follow-up. It's about how you make others feel.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me to hear you say that.
Great. So why don't you share with us now, you know, always looks easy from the outside, like, wow, he's lucky, or wow, he's had a great success. But there certainly are obstacles and challenges along the way. And I'd love for you to just share with us maybe what some of those have been for you, or what they currently are, and how you're working through that.
Okay, well, you know, life in business is filled with obstacles and filled with challenges, and I think we all face them, and that's part of it. You know, one real weakness of mine is that I'm not technically inclined, which probably surprises people since I've got such a large online presence. Fortunately, it's pretty easy to do once you get all set up, and I have a brilliant business partner, Kathy Tajanel, who is very technically inclined. So she holds my hand and walks me through all that. So I get to do what's easiest for me. But what happened was in the mid to late 90s, as the internet was, which I so brilliantly once said, this internet thing's never going to take off. So that's, you know, that's how much of a futurist I am, right? And how much of an early adopter I am. But so I knew the right thing to do was really get myself up to date on technology and start really utilizing it. But at the time, business was really, really good. So I got lazy because I didn't feel the need to change. I also made a big mistake. And this is something we all teach, right? Never allow any one client, no matter how big they are, no matter how much money you're making with them, never allow them to be your you know, basically your biggest or only client so that you're dependent upon them, right? But I did it anyway. And through a whole either comedy of errors or the perfect storm, it ended up that I lost most of my business with that client. And I did not know the technology. And my business was way down. And I went through about 2 years, Belinda, of really struggling and having to build my business back up again from nothing. And so I learned a great lesson. Well, I relearned one lesson. I've learned another lesson. And one of the things it said to me is, you know, Berg, you're not someone who likes change. And by the way, I realize that is in the personal development world, that's very politically incorrect to say. We're supposed to say, oh, we love change. Change is great. Embrace the change. I hate change. And so, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter, because we can hate change, and we all have the right to feel that way, but change is happening anyway. So if we want to be successful, and if we want to increase our chances of living in happiness, we need to be able to embrace change and work within it, even if we don't want to.
I couldn't agree more. And I hate change too. I like structure, and I like doing the same thing again and again. And I'm right there with you. And I wasn't as slow to adapt to the internet, possibly, but I said to everyone, this social media thing is going nowhere. Wrong on that too. Okay, great. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Well, I love that question, because I believe that, again, as human beings, everyone seeks happiness. We are driven to seek happiness. Happiness to me is a feeling of ongoing joy and peace of mind, the result of living congruently with one's values. Okay, so when I'm living congruently with my values, I'm happy. And that benefits not just me, but everyone around me as well. Now, you know, when I say an ongoing feeling of joy and peace of mind, that doesn't mean bad things don't happen and that there's not sadness. It's simply that the happiness is that overall feeling.
It's really interesting, because almost every single person, you know, when I thought about this podcast, I thought about, you know, obviously business people and entrepreneurs. And then I really brought it back around to this happiness factor. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because almost everyone says, I really love this question. I think it really does hit people in a way that they're living intentionally, and happiness isn't necessarily a certain amount of success or a certain amount of money. It's much larger than that. And it's our guests that have really sort of tapped into that are always really super excited about that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what's something you're extremely proud of?
I would say that I do my best to think of others. I do my best to make others happy. Now, not in a self-sacrificial way, not one single bit. I'm not a big believer in being self-sacrificial or in being a martyr, nothing like that. It should always be, you know, based on living within our value system. So I would say doing my best to think of others in a way that looks to add value to the lives of everyone that I, you know, who I touch. And it's not that I always do that, by the way. I slip up at times, but when I do, I would say that's something that I'm proud of.
And I think you really make that point really well. And this kind of leads even to our next question, but you know, in your books on referrals, you really talk about the value in helping others connect with others. So networking. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. being able to say, oh, I've got a lead for you with that. And knowing that you're bringing that value, not looking at what are you getting back from that, but the more people that you are able to connect others to, the more people that see value in you.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think that that's huge. So what advice would you give to others who are wanting to go down this path, want to be an entrepreneur, want to own their own business?
First, we talked about this, we actually referred to this a little bit earlier, but first, seek out and find a system for doing what it is you want to do. Again, someone's already created it. So seek out and find the system, apply the information immediately, and be persistent. You know, we know we need to do all three of those, right, to be successful in business. Secondly, I would say this, and I got this from what we call a drive-by mentor, someone who just happened to be there at the exact time I needed to hear this, and I was ready to hear it. And this is something that I learned 35 years ago, this person told me. I think he saw me as being an up-and-coming salesperson, but whose priorities weren't totally correct, that, you know, that it was more about the sale and making the sale as opposed to really serving the customer, even though we had a product and, you know, in service that was really fantastic, that I think he saw my focus wasn't really correct. And what he said to me was, if you want to make a lot of money in business, if you want to make a lot of money in sales, don't have making money as your target. Your target is serving others or providing value to others. When you hit the target, he continued, you'll receive a reward. The reward will be in the form of money. And you can do with that money whatever you choose. But remember, he said, that the money is only the reward for hitting the target. It's not the target itself. The target is serving others or providing value to others. And this is why we say, Belinda, that money is simply an echo of value. It's the thunder, if you will, to value's lightning.
That was awesome. And that's a great piece of advice. And I hope that people will really take note of that because it's absolutely the truth. So what are some exciting things that you're working on and that our listeners can benefit from? And then, of course, I'd love you to end with, where can they find you?
Oh, sure. Well, we have our new book, The Go-Giver Leader. John David Mann and I have collaborated on the Go-Giver series. There was The Go-Giver, which is a business parable, Go-Givers Sell More, which was the application. And now our newest parable, The Go-Giver Leader, which we're really excited about. I have a new podcast called The Go-Giver Podcast. Each of these you can get information on at thegogiver.com. With no hyphen, thegogiver.com. And Kathy Tajanel, my business partner, and I are continuing to build a team of certified Go-Giver speakers which is truly a joy. We just absolutely, absolutely love doing that. And again, people can come to thegogiver.com or my personal website is burg.com.
Well, this has been absolutely delightful, and I am so glad that you are part of our show, and I'm glad that you were able to share with everyone about your new book coming out. I know I'm excited for it. I have the other two, and I will be very excited to get this one as well. Now, they can pre-order that right now. Isn't that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. They can also go to thegogiver.com and they can read the one of the sample chapters that we put out there or an excerpt from the book if they'd like to see what it's about first and then click through. And they can click right through to Amazon if they like, or they can go directly to Amazon.
Great. And that book is going to release when?
March 29th.
Woo, that's so exciting.
Very excited. Yes, we are. And there's a lot of excitement around it and lots of people are pre-ordering. So we're very happy about it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Bob, thanks so much for being our guest today. And we wish you nothing but great success with your new book and all of your endeavors.
I love what you do. And I love the value you provide to so many of us, my friend. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.